3. It's time to line up. We're Joan Lincoln, our fashionista, and we're talking weddings.
Just, why not?
Why not? That's the season. Tis the season.
You know, everybody's talking about, we're still talking about it from last weekend. And I have a wedding this weekend. Of course, your daughter's celebrating her wedding this weekend. And so let's just talk about the royal wedding for a quick minute. The impact in the wedding industry with a royal wedding is
unbelievable. Oh, yeah, it's got to be huge, right? Yeah. I never thought
of that. Are the three-quarter sleeves and the boat neck wedding dresses.
Well, they don't do the stupid hats.
Rage.
If they do the hats, I'm done.
Well, you know, it depends. Not stupid hats.
They're stupid hats. I'm sorry. You can't convince me otherwise.
Did you see any of them from the royal wedding?
Yes, of course.
Which one do you remember? Oh. Do you remember?
No, because I turned it out.
You didn't watch any of it.
I didn't watch
it. Well, the hats that they're having the most fun with out there in the news world is Prince Charles.
Oh, Camilla. I saw a funny thing. It said it looks like a piece of insulation from a ceiling fell on her head.
Oh, my gosh. That's what it looks like. Or a tray of shrimp is the other description of it. The other impact is all the florists watch what the royals carry for their bouquets.
Okay.
And do you remember anything associated with the royal wedding here regarding the flowers?
No.
So the forget-me-nots, which were Prince Diana's favorite.
Oh.
And apparently they were handpicked forget-me-nots by Prince Harry.
Our
Duchess of Sussex.
Of course they were.
From their personal garden.
He went out himself.
Sir.
So that's what
Such
we're hearing.
A lie.
All right. I have a favorite. I have a couple favorites.
All right.
Everybody's like, Joan, what do you think of the royal wedding? Was there a favorite dress or a hat? And I said, you know what my favorite part about that? I mean, there were a lot of favorite parts.
When it was over.
The Kingdom Choir. The choir that sang Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Every outfit. Their hair, their makeup, their outfits, every note they sang was incredible for me.
Yeah.
I just loved it. I could have listened to them for, how many hours was a royal wedding? I could have listened to that choir those hours.
I don't think it's over yet, Joe.
And then there were some, superstars, Oprah and Amal.
Yes.
And
Oprah had to dye her dress pink because it was
too bright.
Too white.
Yeah, it photographed too white. So yay for her and Stella McCartney. And Pippa was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
She wore a very appropriate floral long sleeve.
Yeah.
And anyways, that's my story.
That's what we're calling it then? Pippa wore that?
Pippa wore a
They're saying
floral.
It resembled the Arizona iced tea can.
Yes. Yeah,
you didn't see it?
Green tea. Yeah.
All right, so actually I have a dress in the store right now that looks just like that. And when it came in, we were like, wow.
Huh.
I know exactly where that was inspired from.
Well, you got pictures and stuff, and it's all up at warm101.3.com.
Warm 101.3.